Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2021 edition. And I'm your host, Kevin Pollock. Yes, that's Kevin Pollock. What's that? Well, if I have to choose, fuck Chris, marry James, kill Joe. Oh, and even though you're not asking, definitely cheat on James with Craig. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Please say good day to Vanessa Ragland. Vanish!
Good day.
Good day. Please share with us an utterly selfish wish for 2021.
A selfish one?
Yeah, utterly selfish.
That I would come into an Airstream trailer. It would just, I would just come into it with no work and I would not deserve it and I would get to have it and it would be nice. That's dropped a selfish wish.
An Airstream trailer dropped off at your place.
Yeah, for me.
Sure.
No strings attached this time.
And you would nickname it Safe Place?
Yes.
Nice. Nice. What the hell? It's Chris Alvarado. Not your daddy's long legs. If I could grant you one wish for the new year, and that wish is to teach you how to master one thing, what would it be?
Something to do with, you know, mastering my...
Mm-hmm.
Like my... Mm-hmm. Like my...
Just say it.
Like something like, you know, like internal. Like,
yeah.
How do I master my doubt? How do I conquer fear?
Get out of your own way.
Yeah, get out of my own way.
Yes. That's Hello? Probably for me. Ugh. Hold on a second, everybody.
Hello?
Hello.
And also surfing.
Yes. Once again, please welcome Gary Anthony Williams.
Hello. I'm feeling good, literally from my head to my shoes.
Nice. Truth or Gare? New Year's Eve plans?
Did you say Truth or Gare?
I did.
That's the name of my new TV show.
Truth You're or welcome. Gare. You're yes. welcome.
I plan on, because my girlfriend likes to go to sleep early, I plan on waking her up loudly at New Year. She's going to be pissed. I can guarantee you I'll never get to touch her again, but it will be 100% worth it.
Yep. And good luck with that. Please report
Thank
back.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Craig Kukowski. Cacao, have you ever tried to wallpaper a room?
Please, no. Painting is bad enough. I can't imagine what it's like to wallpaper.
Yeah, I do want to use that one thing that flattens it out, but the rest of it you can have.
The final step is the best.
Yeah.
But all the work that leads up to it? No, thank you.
Forget about it. And last, but hand me down underoos for you if you think him least, it's Joey Greer. Time suck. What happens next?
I mean, that all depends on which choice you make right now, because the divergence of that choice is going to determine where you end up. But I can tell you this, that of every choice that one might make, I guarantee it'll be the one that you don't want to. So second guess the choice that you're going to make right now, because you really want to make the choice you do want to, because again, that's going to determine where you end up. But how we end up there, obviously, is not just based on what choice we made.
Oh,
it's
boy.
How did we make it? And I'm not just saying, what did I use my feet? Did I use my hands? Or, you know what I mean? My eyes. I'm saying, like, how did you make that, right? Like, in your brain, what were the
Are you saying, did I use my feet? Did I use my hand?
Exactly. And that's another thing I want to get to, okay? Did you hear the uncertainty in that? Did you hear the shakiness that was in there?
Huh? Yeah.
We want to strengthen that up. We want to put some iron beams right in there, jam them in there as hard as we can, because we want to make sure that the choice is strong, right? The idea of the thought that we're making is not something that's preconceived or put into our minds by an outside force. Rather,
you say it's putting, putting to our minds? Putting.
I did. Did you hear how he asked that? Did you hear how he asked that? Did you see that? Because he said pudding and pudding. Did you hear
Joey,
that?
Joey, quick, look behind you. All of our scene suggestions are gathered from listener emails or from our patron VIPs. Become a patron, support of the show, and enjoy exclusive content like, well, I don't know, video of what's happening right now in Joey's mind. Just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis if you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email. Email, I say. Please write to the podcast at your name here at alchemythis.com. That's your name here
alchemythis.com.
Scene one comes from patron alchemaniac Dougie, who wrote, "Hey, Alchemist, I promise to stop spreading rumors about Joey if he brought back Instagram live content. Since he did, I've hardly said anything bad about him. Here's my scene suggestion. A man by the name of Fuck Joey is accused of twisting dogs around the greater LA area."
What the fuck?
twisting.
This is based on true events. Hashtag fuck Joey. Signed, Dougie.
No, I mean, I was just the other day, we were over there, and you know, the redo in the donut? Parks.
Huh? You going to eat that donut?
Yes, I'm going to eat that donut. I just don't eat as fast as you, okay?
Right, it's just it's a great looking donut. That's
all. Yeah, I'm going to get to the donut. I want to eat the donut.
All right, you were saying?
Now you got me in my head about the donut thing, man. I don't even want to talk about what I was going to talk about.
So you don't want the donut?
Yes, I do want the donut, Luke.
I'm hearing
every time we eat, you go crazy fast.
Yeah, that's right. Donuts got to go, baby.
Lou, are you listening to me, man? Like, I feel like your mind...
Hey, hold on a second.
2-4-1 in progress.
2-4-1, yes, go ahead,
Yo, we got a 479 up at First Street in Maine.
479, the twisted dog, over?
That's right. Bye.
Bye-bye, I love you.
How long have you had that cop radio? Be honest with you.
4 weeks.
4 weeks.
I got it for Christmas. What is your problem?
My problem is every time we eat, you got to come here and you got to point out what I mean. You want to eat it. Lou, just get extra donuts if you want more donuts.
Excuse me, I'm sorry to interrupt. Are you guys listening to a cop radio?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are. What's up?
I work on the force. I'm off duty right now.
Did you want to borrow the radio?
No, I'm good. They'll let me know if.
Let me
if
just. There's... Hey, buddy, look, that donut's mine. Okay, don't even fucking try it. Okay?
I don't want your donut.
Hey, cop, stay away. Really?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm a little lost. Where? Could anyone help me? Where am I?
You're at the corner of First and Main.
The corner of First and Main.
Yeah,
and
that's very close to.
Oh, she's all twisted around. Where are you trying to go?
I was going in the direction of a dog's shriek.
Uh huh.
And I was walking towards the shriek. I'm confused, and the shrieking has stopped.
I'd help you, but I'm off duty right now, ma'am.
Discombobulated. It happens a lot. Well, listen, you're in Larry's House of Donuts. Can I buy you a donut?
Oh. While
Officers, this is probably the worst case of dog twisting that I've ever seen.
God damn it.
It looks like some of the fur has been rubbed off, exposing the skin. There's just a note. I'm going to put that, write that down. I'll write that down for us.
Right, somebody go get this. Did you call? Please go ahead. Please.
Is it too early to assume we know who did this?
You know what they say about assuming.
You make it a Sioux out of me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A Sioux Indian.
You want me to write that down, or?
Of course, the Sioux Indians were some of the most famous dog twisters ever. Don't make a Sioux out of me.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and write it down, Sergeant.
Absolutely. I'm gonna write in cursive.
Look, I'm just gonna say it. This looks like fuck Joey.
You said
shit.
It's his MO, that's for sure.
You said
you're not even
I know, I'm off duty, but I just, I knew you guys were taking a meeting and I don't want to miss out on anything.
Oh my God. Excuse me, officers, thank you for your service.
I'm going to make a note of him.
Thank you for your service, officers. Can I get any of you a donut?
This fucking guy over here. What do you assume because we're cops?
That you like donuts? Is that bad?
Do you know what happens when you assume?
I make making a, you see me?
You're making a Sioux out of him.
Right. That's right.
The most assumptive Native American tribe ever.
Do they like donuts?
Where are we right now?
The corner of First and Main.
First and Main. Okay, great. Just wanted to clarify.
But also inside.
Larry's House of Donuts.
Donna, looks like we're going to have to be closing up shop. People aren't buying puppies right now. Looks like there's a puppy twister out in the streets.
What do you mean closing up shop? Father, we've had this shop for as long as I can remember.
Donnie, you're drooling. You're drooling, Donnie. Listen, all right, look. We're going to have to close just for the safety of the pups. All right, we're going to have to close up. Now, listen, I got to go out on an errand. You understand?
Okay? Errand. That means you're going to go out and do an activity.
That's right. That's right. Now, I'm going to give you the keys to lock up. You understand, Donnie?
Keys. Keys, they go into locks, and then you can use them to close your door and make sure they're secure.
That's right. Yes, that's right. All right. Okay. Now listen, I'm gonna be back at home. You can see me at home. Okay. You
understand? Okay, Father. Home. That's the place that we live. That's more than just a house because it has love and it's built on a foundation of trust and caring.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Now listen, we got to close in an hour. Do you understand?
Hour? No.
How do I explain this?
I don't understand time, Father.
Okay.
Excuse me, are you guys open? Looking for a puppy.
Sir, we are open, but
I guess I see you got a corral of puppies here.
Right, but my father said we're not going to sell any more puppies, and then he confused me with the word hour.
Well, that's a shame, because I'm in the market for a puppy.
What, Donnie, why don't you just get the sale, and I'll meet you back at home, all right, in an hour, all right? Close okay. in an hour.
Home at some time. Yes, sir. Come this way. I'll show you some of our softest, most cuddly puppies ever. And by the way, my father's been breeding some dachshunds, and those guys are long.
Oh, I like a good dachshund.
Okay. Here you go.
What's the twistability of these dachshunds?
Twistability?
Can you get the feet facing, like, straight up?
I don't know. Mostly people just come in and cuddle them and smell their breath and say their wet toes smell like Fritos.
Sure. Of course they do. But I'm just talking hypothetically. Could you get the front paws to stay down while you have the other paws completely 180?
I suppose so, sir.
I guess there's only one way to find out!
No, I don't know. Look, I told my son he was supposed to be back here in an hour, officer. I just don't know where he is, okay? Now, if you could just let me inside my shop.
Hold on just one second. Earlier, you said you told your son to meet you at home in an hour. Yes. Now you're telling me that you said that you wanted him to be here in an hour at the shop.
I bet your son was confused. I'm confused.
Write that down.
I'm writing it all down. But
this time, don't do cursive, though, okay? Do it in some type of, what's the other word?
Hieroglyph.
That's it.
Rune. I'll do it in runes.
Do runes.
Excuse me, officers. I'm a concerned citizen. What was going on here? Was there some kind of puppy twisting?
What? Oh
my God, you know what they say about being concerned? You'll make a con out of sir.
Don't make sense. Yeah, sir. Yeah, sir. Over there one. In Europe.
Craig, you went a little Kevin Spacey there in the movie Seven. Scene two, it's Thomas who wrote, "Hi, Alchemist, greetings from Michigan. Been a loyal listener and am so damn happy you guys have stuck around and haven't used your fame and wealth to flee the states. My suggestion, a mail-in contest to win a small island country. Thanks, Thomas." Oh, we got to tabulate the scores here. We got quite a bit of entrants. This is going to be a tough one this year, Tina.
I think we could just pull the name out of the hat like we always do. Fewer names, less fishing today.
No, we're not going to do it like that, okay? We're going to read each piece of mail like we agreed, all right?
Hey, and then Tommy.
We're going to find out who won.
Tommy, we appreciate the enthusiasm, but who died made you fuckface?
Okay.
Am I right, Tina?
All right.
Dang.
Welcome, everyone, to the funeral of the former fuckface. Mm. He had a good life. He had a strong life, but he's no longer with us.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
How did he die? That's the question.
Where did he die? Just
First in Maine.
Yeah, pardon me?
He died at First in Maine.
Oh.
That part we know.
Then I guess there are really no more. No more questions. Let's just. Well, I don't care about how. If I know where, you know what I'm saying? Nah, if you know the where, you. Who cares about the how?
I love him.
Justin, where are my stamps? Boy?
I didn't put them anywhere. I don't steal.
You don't steal. That's right. You stole one time. What happened to you?
I beat that booty. My booty got beat it.
Maybe, right. Did you mail it in? Did you mail in our contest?
Not yet, darling.
But just get the stamps and put it on the letter and mail it out.
I can't find the goddamn stamps, Teresa.
Ask Justin.
I didn't steal them. I don't steal.
What happened last time you stole?
My booty got beated.
Your booty got beated. That's right. Now listen, I want to get us out of this small town, and I want to give us a small country. Island. Small island country. You understand what I'm doing this for the family. Teresa?
Why don't you get a stamp, Dad?
Justin,
I don't know.
Talk to your father the way you would talk to him if you respected him. Did you take his stamps?
Sir? Mr. President? Your Honor, Your Majesty, I don't steal. I don't steal, but I did eat the stamp.
That only means one thing.
Sincerely.
Mama's gonna have to go inside your elementary canal and find that stamp.
Get into the elementary.
Get into my canal.
Rick, thank you for trying to help me sell my island. I appreciate it very much. How are the early bids going?
Well, Dr. Moreau, things are looking good. Right now, we have about 200 to 300 letters coming in every hour.
Read the seventh letter to me.
The seventh letter that we ever got?
You said they were coming in.
Yes, Doctor. Let me just go find that seventh letter. Give me 1 second, Doctor.
Okay, I'm going to eat this cheese.
Sean?
Sean's on a lunch break. Sean, you're back.
No, I'm still on my lunch break. I was about to say, don't disturb me on my lunch break.
Sean, okay. You going to eat that? If you're back on the clock, can I eat that sandwich?
Let Sean eat it. We have to protect Sean's boundaries because Sean can't protect them himself.
That's right.
Goddamn leopard people, listen to me, okay? We need to find the seventh letter, okay?
Or what does that mean?
You could pick any letter. Just look, tell him it's here. The seventh letter, Rick. No, Jesus no, Christ, what's wrong with you?
I am half dachshund, okay? I am loyalty built in. Do you understand that, all right?
And we are leopard people, okay? We're leopard people, so we're very efficient. We know how this works. Take any letter.
I'm not going to take any letter, okay? I'm not going to take any letter. I'm not going to...
5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Here. Seventh one.
Are you happy?
Rick, can I eat that sandwich and have a bite of that sandwich? One bite of that sandwich. Leave him alone,
Sean.
I'm on my lunch break.
What does it say? What does it say?
It says,
it's a letter. It doesn't say anything. It was a trick question. What does it read?
I understood that. Okay. Well, it looks like a child wrote it, Doctor. And it says, dear
to whom it's concerned, I would love to win the small island. My name is Diana, like the deceased princess. But I am not a princess. I am an orphan. And I live underneath the vacuum store. And I'm lonely, but I have a radio and a policeman radio. And I used to have a dog, but it got twisted so that half its paws.
And it just goes on and on like that. So,
That is a messed up little girl. Let's see if we can't get the island to her.
Diane. It's me from the new owner of the pet store. There's a letter
Diana
that came.
Diana, like the deceased princess Diana.
I never read the last syllable of anyone's name. By the way, a letter came to you today, addressed to this address.
Well, where is it? Can I open it?
Yes, of course. Here it is. It's for you.
But can you read it to me? I like your voice better than mine.
I suppose I can read it if you'd like that.
I'd
Dear
love
Diana.
It.
There it is. As required by the decree that I made, I, Dr. Moreau, now give you a small island country. Meet me at the corner of 2nd and Main tomorrow morning about this time. Signed, Dr. Moreau and the leopard and dachshund. I don't understand.
Hey, buddy, you're going to have to move your car. You can't have it idle here. You understand?
What does idle mean? One man's idle is another man's action, huh?
Look, come on. Look, I don't give a shit if you're half frog or whatever. Okay, you can't have your car here. You got to move it, all right?
Why don't you mind your own business? We're moving it. But what's the big rush?
What do you mean, what's the big? You can't park it. This is a loading, unloading zone only, okay?
Yeah, we're loaded. We're loaded.
We couldn't be more loaded, you fuck.
You saying you're
high?
You need
to back up with this, Mike?
Are you on duty or no?
No, I'm not on duty, but I could call somebody.
Actually, yeah, I think these guys are yacked out of their minds.
Yeah, these are frogmen from the island of Dr. Moreau. They don't come to the mainland that often.
No, they don't.
There must be some kind of contest. I'm just picking up from context clues.
Are you listening to what I'm doing?
Is this 2nd Street, sir?
This is 2nd and Main, yeah. Hello, little kid. Yes, this is 2nd and Main.
Huh? Why did you change your voice?
Don't talk down to her.
Don't patronize me. I'm an orphan. I've seen pain. Stop patronizing it.
I'm not patronizing her. I'm just treating her like a kid.
A frog nose.
I had a dog that had paws that went one way, and then it had paws that went the other way.
It's all twisted up, huh?
We never caught that guy. Why are you talking to me like that? I heard your voice.
You know that guy's still on the loose. Do you know that?
You're scaring me when you Diana? Do that.
Is there a Diana here?
That's me. Yes, hello.
I'm here to take you to meet Dr. Maru.
Dr. Maru.
Please, hop on my back.
Okay.
Wow, that was like a horse man.
Yeah, what the hell was that, man? Hey, look, you still got to move this car, you understand?
Teresa, bring me the paper.
You can get the fucking paper yourself, bitch.
I don't love you anymore.
Daddy, yeah, you going to let her?
I loved you, motherfucker.
Daddy, you don't take that from her.
Somebody give me the goddamn paper. I want to see if I won this fucking island.
Don't give him the paper.
Give me one second.
I'll give it to him right after I wipe my ass with it. How about that?
Give me one second. What?
Way to go.
Hey, Devin. I'm sorry, man, but we're going to have to cut water and power to your unit, all right?
I told you I'm good for next month. I can do the money next month.
It is next month, and there's nothing in
my daddy's got more money than you, your fav.
All right. I have the newspaper right here, okay? And in it says who won a small country, small island country.
Yeah, check it out there, Fav.
So a little girl did.
A little girl won.
What the fuck are you talking about? I haven't even opened the paper yet.
Wipe my ass with a little girl.
Come here.
It's 11 o'clock, man. I read the paper at 5.
Teresa, come here. Come here, Teresa. I'm going to wipe my ass, my wife's ass with this, okay?
And then we'll see who won. I'm going to wipe my ass. That'll be the first paper you did me in 10 years.
Come here. Come here.
Okay, so the concept for this show is we follow the people who lost the contest just as much as the people who won.
Sure. That story's more interesting, quite frankly.
You're never going to run out of stories because thousands upon thousands of people lost the contest.
And they're desperate and they're angry, and they would only enter if they were desperate and angry but hopeful. Maybe their optimism is dead. What happens next? I'm interested.
We see what happens when things don't go their way. Yeah.
Do we ever get a chance to see a scene with a doctor who's looking at the lady with the newsprint in her ass from getting her in her ass wiped with the paper? Is that a scene?
I think
that is a scene.
That's a strong pitch.
I'd be interested in seeing that.
There's no bad ideas at this point, is there?
Teresa, just sign in, okay? The doctor will see you. You got to sign in first.
I'm a little fucking uncomfortable. Can you sign my name for me?
Okay, will do. Bitch. Woman.
Hey, man.
What's that?
That's a woman. That's a queen, right?
I don't know about that.
Her name ain't no damn bitch, man. You need to respect women, man.
Don't hit me.
I like this guy. I like you very much.
I'm not just hitting you for you. I'm hitting you for all the women that you've disgraced in the past, man. Respect your queen, man.
That's a lot of women.
I'm a fucking queen, and I do have a newsprint stuck up my ass right now. But on another day, I'd like to take you up on any kind of offer you would ever make me, sir. Because very into your vibe. I'm very into your vibe and the way you stuck
up for me. All right, doctor will be seeing Aaron Fimpleman. Aaron Fimpleman.
Who the fuck is Aaron Fimpleman?
But, I'm Aaron Fimpleman. But I tell you what, let this lady go first. Let this queen go first.
Aaron, I owe you. I'll go on in. Thank you. I've been disrespected enough. Aaron Fimpleman, I'm going to remember your name. Coming for you as soon as this
doctor, is this this woman has all the medical records of Aaron Fimpleman, so you got to figure this out.
So was that the scene you wanted to see?
No, I'm very... I'm still laughing at the part where she says, Fimpleman. That's the way she said it makes me laugh. Forgive me.
We can spin off into Aaron Fimpleman. So we've got, running as the main...
I got a question here. I mean, if we're going to see scenes here, then why don't we see a scene
Wait,
where...
are you a pig man?
That's a good question. I'm glad
we call him the general, but sure, he's definitely part pig.
I mean, I'm John Madden here, and the scene I want to see is 1972 Steelers, okay, against the 2008.
Why are you in on this pitch, Mr. Madden?
Madden doesn't understand what's going on here.
If we have that, then I think
let's just say yes. We can do that. Yeah,
that's a great call. Yes, the answer is yes.
Do you need that sandwich or?
Please don't touch his sandwich.
Welcome to the island. Dr. Moreau will see you now, little Diana.
Thank you very much.
Of course.
Pleasure to be here, I'm sure. Love the coconuts. See the leopard people in the tweets.
Where is this magical creature, Diana?
Guilty!
Diana, welcome. Welcome to paradise that is now yours.
You have so many tubes stuck in you.
That's what keeps me able to speak to you and see your beauty. Can I ask you one question about the island?
Yeah.
Now that it's yours and all of the inhabitants are yours to look after, will you allow me to stay on as a groundskeeper?
Okay, yeah. This is all new to me. I'm an orphan. I lived in a one room. I mean, if you have a place you're comfortable staying here, absolutely. I wasn't aware there was going to be so many, half animal people. It's a scarier island than I imagined, as it turns out.
Diana, this is the central government of Belize. You have to speak to them about what you want to do with the island, as well as the amount of back taxes that need to be paid. Okay?
This is a lot different. I thought.
Diana, this is the agricultural department.
Right, sent me here. I was waiting for 3 hours in line. I think I got the forms right this time.
Very good. Very good, Dean.
Okay.
Diana,
okay.
Those men are not from Belize. I don't know where they are from, but they do not have a Belizean accent like I do.
I want to go back to my hole with my dead dog.
Diana, get in the car. I'm part of the CIA. Get in the car now.
Okay.
Diana. Then you were part of a massive government conspiracy cover-up / big time, scary time, if you know what I mean.
Diana, come with me. Don't trust that man. He wasn't from the CIA. I'm from the CIA.
Okay.
Now listen, if you want to go back to where you were from, say it 3 times fast.
The Barstow vacuum store underneath. Barstow vacuum store underneath.
Diana, don't say that 3 times. You'll open the portal.
Welcome to you. Who needs a vacuum? Who needs a vacuum?
Yeah, I got my Kirby. It needs to be fixed.
All right, then. Hey, little girl, where did you suddenly...
Oh, my goodness. Is that Diana?
I portaled here. These forms, I need to get to the agricultural department because I think I'm going to be in trouble if I don't turn the forms in, but I don't know.
Oh, you won't need those forms here, little girl. Everything's much easier.
You're the frog man from the traffic jam.
What's that over there? Okay, here we go.
I don't think we have the budget to do any of this.
But we're really looking at actual time, temporal travel here. We really want to do literally.
I think that's the only way it works if we can actually.
We have to pull off a time continuum warp
situation. If we're able to call a timeout. And then we're going to be able to...
Mr. Madden, you're not...
That's a great idea. Thank you for putting us... Well, that's good. We're going to do that.
Hey, Teresa. How you feeling? How's your butt?
My asshole is... there's some vowels that are apparently not going to be going anywhere. So...
Look, I want to apologize, first of all. That guy beat the shit out of me in that waiting room.
Aaron Templeman?
Yeah. When I was choking on my own blood,
We owe him.
I know. I got some other good news. I got a letter.
Wait, what was the first good news? I fucking missed it. You were choking on your blood and now that's good news?
So the other good news is, turns out that little orphan couldn't manage the island. And it looks like...
Oh my fucking God, you're kidding me.
We got the island, baby.
We got the fucking island.
Baby, I love you.
Okay, I love you.
We got the island. That's the twist. That's why we've been focusing on these fucking people the entire time. They get the island.
Wow. The people from Jersey get the fucking island.
Yes, they do.
Oh, yes, my God. Do.
Why else? Why? They've been 90% of the series.
And that's scene two, everybody. Scene two. Bayonne. Scene 3 comes from patron VIP Carrie King, who wrote Nature Documentary
Mating Habits of the Elusive Bridge Troll.
No, if you just follow me. So if you notice this stone arch bridge right here.
Can we take pictures along the way? Go ahead. No. Can we take pictures along
the way? The flash is going to hurt the stone. So no flash photography and no digital photography.
Can we sketch?
How about a sketch artist? Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'd say be very careful because the charcoal might scare the stone. Yes, we have a timid question. Yes?
Yeah. I just wanted, is it okay if I remember this experience?
I would really caution against that. Having these kind of jumps in time back to the stone might scare the stone.
Completely understood.
Yeah, so
I'm putting my hat away. I'm putting my pencil back in its holster.
Can we look at the stone or we just give it a glance?
I'd actually prefer if everyone could just look at the reflection in the water of the stone. Because looking directly at the stone scare the stone. Say it with me now. It might scare
looking in the direction of the stone.
I should have been more clear. I should have been more clear. Early. All right. So just scare the stone.
Scare the stone.
Should we stop saying the stone? Just stop saying that?
I can. This stone.
I shouldn't.
So yeah, those are the humans. I thought I'd bring you on this first date and we could watch the humans try to look at the stone and stuff from under the bridge. You're so pretty. I'm just nervous. I'm sorry. You're pretty and I'm nervous.
Look,
the most beautiful troll I've ever seen. If I can say that, you're beautiful.
My dad really wants me to marry a troll.
I know.
Because, because I'm a troll.
I know. But
that's why he set us up. Okay. Excuse look, you're very me. Nice.
I didn't want to interrupt your date, but did somebody order sweet tea? And then did someone else order mushroom gravy with a straw?
That's us.
Okay, yeah, I was the mushroom gravy.
Here's your mushroom gravy with a straw.
I'm sweet.
And here's your sweet. By the way, I've seen a lot of troll couples in the past. You two are literally the most adorable troll couples I've ever seen. If I were you, I wouldn't even wait for marriage. I would start making sweet love now.
Not a couple. Not a couple.
I like that.
Just out for some mushroom gravy.
Sir, I've already walked away from your table.
So what do you mean? Are you not looking to marry a troll?
Look, I come from a very traditionalist troll family. You know, they want to keep it, within the species.
And so what's the issue?
God damn it, we come from the bloodline of Grendel. Do you understand that? You're not just gonna get together with some goddamn troll underneath the bridge, all right? They wrote
it's
epics
gotta be
about
a good
us.
Troll. Honey.
Look, so I'm not troll enough. I'm not troll enough is what you're saying.
Not for them or for me. It's very confused.
Clarify.
Don't call me by my full name. Just Claire.
Look, man, I mean, if you really want to get up into the echelon of the trolls, man, you got to really you got to spice it up. You're too much of a bridge troll. You understand?
I'm proud of being a bridge troll.
Man, you should, but unless you want to get up there in that good stock. I mean, these are cave trolls. These are mountain trolls. You know what I mean?
Oh, what do I do? How do I do it?
Number one, I mean, you got to clothe yourself. I mean,
can I just stop you two for a second? I just want to jump in with some quick notes. The first fella there with the squinty eyes.
Uh-huh. That's
you've committed to this character, and I hope the other students see this. You've committed to this character to the point where you're making a face to help sell who this person is and what they think. Right. Whereas actor number two, you're very intuitive.
He's doing bad.
But you're doing bad. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I did inject myself with troll blood. So I think
for the record,
this
I'm more of like a, how do you say
scene stealer?
A natural actor. I don't really caricature it up a bunch. I don't do a lot of voices, accents, faces,
You like to be present.
I'm just very straight ahead.
Yes, question in the
yes, Laramie. From what I understand, most documentaries are not made by actors. It's the actual people themselves. And America is clamoring for the mating habits of the elusive troll. But you thought you would bring me something with very wonderful actors pretending to be trolls. Am I painting the picture correctly for me to see?
I think the idea was to give you a taste.
of what
enough said. You've done it. Great explanation.
So wait, you're telling me you're not a troll?
I'm an actor.
I wondered why you were only 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that bridge trolls are smaller than us mountain trolls, but and why is there a camera crew here?
Well, they're doing.
Don't mind us. Just we're not.
I do mind you.
It's a proof of concept. But look, Claire, I'm here.
What is a proof of concept? I'm a troll. Talk to me like I'm a troll.
All I really want to tell you, Claire, is that I actually genuinely have feelings for you now.
Really? How do I know this isn't part of your reality show?
I'm not that good of an actor.
David, thank you for meeting me here. I'll have a grenadine. Do you want anything?
Did you want sweet tea with it or mushroom gravy with a straw?
Just a grenadine. Thank you.
It tastes, I don't want to argue with you, sir, but it tastes a lot better with sweet tea and or mushroom gravy with a straw.
I'll just do a grenadine.
We'll see.
What the hell was that?
What did he mean by we'll see? That was very
what was that about? Listen, David, I love what you're doing here. We're getting into the trolls, and I'm working with the CIA right now, and I need you to kill that troll.
Are you allowed to tell me you're working with the CIA? That seems like something people don't tell each other.
David, is this your acting teacher that you brought along?
Yeah.
Am I not supposed to chime in?
He's not a teacher. He's a director. I might have but he does cross. He steps over that line occasionally.
Okay. Well,
you know what? I'm just here to pay attention and interrupt.
That's fine. Look, David, you need to hear this. You have to take that troll out, and then you got to find where the family of those trolls are and take them out too.
But hey, I don't want to interrupt. I'm sorry. I know y'all are at my table, but it would mean a lot to Marlene if y'all would just order one mushroom gravy with a straw.
She
was really hard selling it, and she was really sad about y'all just sort of brushing her off, and she's worked hard. And then you just said just a grenadine, and I know this isn't my table, and I apologize for interrupting.
It's not your table. Just a grenadine.
It would mean a lot to her. Okay, bye.
It'd mean a lot to me if I just had a grenadine.
Away. I can't hear you.
Hey, Claire. I know it's late. I wanted to see your face one more time.
Well, thanks for coming to my cave.
Yeah.
Hey, who's there?
Oh, you've awakened Mama Troll.
Oh, you know what? I think it'd be a nice time to meet her.
I'm getting her in her position now.
Don't use the microphone now.
I don't trust this guy.
Mama. Hi. Papa, this is David.
Oh, this is David. I thought David was a fucking a cave troll.
Well, he said
he's a little pissant of a troll if he's a troll.
What is he, 6 feet?
If that.
I smell a human.
Uh-oh. Daddy's right. Daddy's right. Daddy's got a snipper on him.
Okay, Daddy, yes. He's a human.
Yeah, he loves me.
I clarify.
I smell a human who doesn't make the right choices in a acting class.
My dad has a very precise
nose. Got a keen nose. He has got a keen nose.
Well, then I think this would be a good time to discuss the thin line between caricature and character, sir.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
So some people get, a lot of accolades for works that I feel like are just over the top.
Does anyone want any mushroom gravy?
Yes, please. That sounds
good. I'll be right back. No straw for me.
David, can you be honest with me, please? Yes. Are you CIA? Because you have to tell me if you are.
Yes,
she knows. She knows. They all know. I'm CIA. Well, I'm here. I'm
okay. Stop talking into your shoulder, okay?
Here we go. What I miss?
He's CIA. Now, traditionally, CIA. We'd eat your arms and then we'd eat your legs and leave your torso there to ferment.
Wait a second. I thought he was CIA, Barstow. You're CIA.
CIA.
Oh, you're not rep?
I'm part of the new faces right now. I'm
he asked rep. You a question. He said, are you rep?
No, I'm not rep, but I'm eligible.
We don't care about your showcase.
Well, you're about to get repped in half.
What? Damn, clarify. That's my girl.
Claire.
Shoot now.
Now clarify. This was just moments before your mother and father were shot to pieces by the human being. But you said one line that day that has stuck in troll history forever. You're about to get repped in half. Two things. What was going through your mind at that moment? And the second thing, at that moment, what was going through your mind?
Well, thank you, Maury, for asking. Trolls very naturally do plays on words without thinking about it very much.
Mm-hmm. And that's well written, well known.
And getting repped was out there. It was out there. So I think that was kind of placed in my head. And I also imagined my father, who hates humans with a passion, literally pulling David's body apart and ripping him in half.
And did this happen? Did your father rip David in half that
day? No, he was killed by the government before he had a chance to rip David in half.
By the CAA?
I think the CAA and the CIA were involved.
We'll be right back after this commercial.
Hi, my name is David Van Nuys. I will be doing a scene from Eric Bogosian's Suburbia.
Let's just do that again, all right? Because I have to send this in. And I want you to look best you can.
Even this part?
Yeah. I want you to be the best you can. So it's okay. It's a big part. You know what I mean? Huge. A lot of eyes are going to see this. And I don't mean to freak you out. I don't mean to get you all antsy in the pants or make you shit out of your eyes. Okay. What I want you to do is I want you to focus up. Just deliver this as.
Hey, Michael, you've been telling the actors you don't want them to shit out of their eyes a lot lately.
Uh-huh.
Which, first of all, I totally respect.
Yeah.
There's an acting coach right near Barstow.
Okay.
And he's suggesting that actors actually do start to shit out of their eyes.
Oh.
He's saying it really brings up the pathos. I don't know if that means anything to you.
Uh-uh.
I don't want to tell you how to do your job. That's not what I'm here for.
Well, that's what I'm hearing.
Are you serious? Then.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm already gone. I'm already walking away.
Well, I'm going to follow you.
No, please don't follow me. I'm literally trying to get away from you.
Well,
so.
I'm going to follow you because
you cannot come in.
David, it's Clarify. I ripped the roof off of your apartment building to talk to you.
Oh, shit.
Look, yeah, I know that the whole thing was a setup, okay? That it was just something you were doing for TV. And that you had my parents killed by the U.S. government. And I'm now the last of my kind. I'm the last mountain troll. Okay? But I felt like what we had was real. I love you.
The shit poured from David's eyes that day. Like shit had never poured from a man's eyes before.
Oh, God. What is happening? Is this something that you humans do? Oh. That is disgusting. And I drink gravy out of a straw.
Clarify.
Okay. Aaron Fimpleman, we'll see you in a minute.
What's David, up, my man?
We're going to see you in a minute. David Ramoner, are you here? David Ramoner?
I'm David Ramoner.
Damn it.
David Van Nuys, if you're...
Oh, David Van Nuys is what I had.
I'm
mistake.
David Boner.
David Van Nuys, why don't you come with me here? Okay, yeah, and now,
pardon me.
Why don't you just sit here?
You're saying you don't need David Ramona?
I need you to sit down and shut the fuck up, okay?
I don't know if I got my name on the right sheet. I think I wrote my name on the wrong sheet.
I meant David Van Nuys. All right, shut the fuck up. All right.
I've been waiting for an hour.
And you're going to wait longer.
That's no way to talk to a queen. That's no way to talk to a queen, my man.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Templeman.
Yes.
David.
Hey, how are you?
Wow, just looking at your eyes right now, they are infected. that is heavy
doctor,
pustule.
Doctor, yeah. Get it under control.
Get back in the waiting room. Get back
in the- Hey, man, I've been waiting for a long time. I could do your job. I could do this.
Get the fuck back in the
You're
waiting
laughing
room.
At a man with shit in his eyes. Shame on you, doctor.
Oh, you know, my job's funny as hell. I get to see funny shit.
Can you please see me next?
Look, you got paper cuts in your butthole, okay? You got to see a forensic proctologist. That's just the fact. I can only help you so far, okay? I can't help you all the
You're
way.
You're a real asshole.
No,
Good
yeah.
luck with your eyes, David.
All right, so what seems to be the problem? Let me just take a look at the chart here. Oh, Oh. Well, you came to the forensic specialist for just in time, it seems. Tell me about your symptoms.
I guess it's a small, they're small cuts, but they're very painful. Right. And if you looked at them, you'd say, those are so small. And I know they are small, but they are so, they're maddeningly painful. And there's a series of them, and they are, up my asshole. And
sure.
And out of my personal view, I see them going in and I don't see any exits. So it's a series of tiny, tiny cuts that are just giving me hell.
And any inclination whatsoever how this occurred?
Well, I have a cousin and
don't we all?
And she said her, on again, off again husband had shoved newspaper up her ass. But then they had this, notoriously tragic marriage, and then things turned around for them. So I told Greg's my partner. I said, well, why not? What's the worst that could happen? And then I have it's very bad.
Oh, so it was voluntary.
It was and it wasn't.
Huh. I'm going to put yes. Okay.
Now I know what you're thinking. The main thrust of the story was this love story between mm-hmm. this human and this 50-foot troll woman.
Right.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But Aaron Fimpleman show is going to take left turns like that. Ah. And Fimpleman himself is going to be a very small part of the show.
Interesting. But he cares, Fimpleman, if I'm not mistaken, he really cares that women are treated properly.
Like
is that
queens.
Right?
Like queens is what I'm queens. Mean.
That's number one in the Fimpleman Bible. I mean, that's his main character trait. Absolutely.
Now Ray Finkel was a kicker.
No,
fictional.
God. Okay, Madden. Madden. He doesn't. He has no
love
idea.
Your game. Hate having you
hate
here
the
at this
player.
Pitch meeting.
Love the game.
Love the game.
Hate
the player.
Love the game. Hate the player.
I played for the Chicago Bears in 1940.
I don't know anything, but that's for not right.
And that's our show for today. Woo! Baby! What rails? Didn't even see him.
Let's thank everyone. First and foremost, Happy New Year to each of you. And thank you so much for joining us in this glorious new year. And let's say thank you first to Mr. Chris Alvarado.
Hey, thank you. Happy New Year, everybody. I love you guys so much. Recently, on one of my improv workshops, I had that you can find out all about at chris-alvarado.com. Sure. And a gentleman who listened to the show by his friend the gift of my workshop, and he came. And it was McCoy bought it for his friend Hyde. And Hyde was fantastic. We had so much fun. So, you want to take a workshop? Come over to chris-alvarado.com. Check out those workshops, baby.
Could also be a gift. Love that.
Happy New Year, everybody.
The gift that keeps on giving, I'm going to say. All right. Let's thank Vanessa Rangler. Vanish!
Oh, thank you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
To you and the family. Let this be a better
year. Thank you. Yeah, let it be a better year. Glad to be ringing it in. Let's keep our wits about us and keep making good decisions if we are so able.
Thank you for that. And everyone go to DynastyTypewriter.com calendar to check out marvelous events coming up immediately. So check them out.
Yes, thank you.
You betcha. Gary Anthony Williams, thank you so much as well.
Thank you, guys. And I got to tell you, much like 2020, nothing could go wrong in 2021.
No.
This is the year.
This is our year.
No going sideways.
Oh, by the way, if anybody needs anything, they don't even need to direct message me at on Insta at Gary Anthony Williams or Twitter at Gary A. Williams. If you need any money, any of that stuff, just put it right out there.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no way I won't deliver on everybody's financial needs.
They call
You're
him
such
a giver.
A good guy.
A lot of people take. Not our Gare Bear. Craig Kukowski, thank you also so damn much, and Happy New Year to you and Carla.
Always a pleasure. Happy New Year. Just want to give a shout out to the Alchemy That podcast. I've pledged to listen to one episode that reviews two episodes that I was not in.
That's the greatest. And folks, check out the 12 Days of Chris. No.
12 Days of Craigslist podcast. Podcast. You can follow us on SoundCloud and iTunes and all those normal podcasting places, or follow us at Craigslist PCast on Twitter.
Beautiful. And lastly, but certainly leastly, Jimmy Muldoon.
Hello.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being here today, Joseph Grimman.
It was a pleasure. It was a blast.
You got my legs kicking, by the way, when the fans started a hashtag like fuck Joey, right?
I mean, what am I going to do?
Right. Well, I'm asking.
Am I going to hire a private investigator to find these people? You know what I mean? Am I going
to
do that?
Am I going to rent
out apartments in different homes next to where they are and start tapping? Am I going to do that?
That's an option.
Uh-oh.
What am I going to do? Huh?
Okay. Oh, shit.
What am I going to do?
Just say Happy New Year, Joey. Just say Happy New Year.
Everyone gets a Happy New Year. Everyone gets a Happy New Year. No one got a hashtag fuck Joey. No one's a hashtag
you
fuck
did.
For that. But it's,
you did.
Yeah, but I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm not saying that's one in my book.
It's one in your book.
Any publicity is good publicity, Joey.
That's
okay.
Not true. If people start saying I'm a witch, that's bad publicity for me. I can't have that.
Well, I think you can have a little, and you did, and we appreciate you being such a big boy about it.
What a good sport.
Yeah.
That's right.
And let's thank our producer and engineer of the stars, Mr. DeBean. The fine folks at iHeartMedia. Happy New Year. This is your host, Kevin Pollak, saying thank you so very damn much for tuning us in and being a part of the show. Stay involved. Write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. And just be kind to each other, please. And until next time, remember...
Alchemy.
Yeah.